If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. We got a baseball-filled update, so let's get right into it. The Major League Baseball wildcard race is coming down to the final stretch. We can pretty much put a fork in all the National League teams. The Nationals clinched the National League wild card with a doubleheader sweep of the Phillies and the Chicago Cubs losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Washington is your National League wild card team number one. Milwaukee also beat the Reds. The Brewers won 4-2. They are now five games up on the Cubs and Mets. It looks like they're going to be your second National League wild card team. In the American League, however, boy, this is quite a race. Let's start with the Oakland Athletics. They fall to the Los Angeles Angels. The Angels beat them 3-2. Homer Bailey lost his first start for the first time in eight starts. The A's suffer a setback. They are only a half a game up on the Tampa Bay Rays. And the Tampa Bay Rays beating the Yankees 2-1. G-Man Choi, walk-off homer in the 12th inning, keeps the Rays' playoffs hopes alive. CeCe Sabathia pitched a perfect inning in his first Major League relief appearance this year. And the Indians taking down the White Sox 11-0. Jose Ramirez returns after a month with a broken hand. He had a grand slam and a three-run homer. That's seven RBIs for Ramirez. So right now, as it stands, it's Oakland Athletics with a half a game up on Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay Rays are your second wildcard team, and the Cleveland Indians are still a half a game behind. Right now, as it stands, the A's play out the Angels and then the Mariners. The Rays take on the Yankees and then the Blue Jays. And the Indians take on the White Sox and the Nationals. Right now, as it stands, I know it's really not much of a bet here, but to win the American League, the A's are at plus 1,000, the Rays are at plus 1,400, and the Indians are at plus 1,400. Guys, do you like any of these wildcard teams to actually make it all the way to the top, or do you think the Yankees and the Astros are going to really just take this league?
Alex, we've been talking about this. We think the AL is more likely to be chalky and wind up with an Astros-Yankees ALCS. Mm-hmm. The NL, we think there's more opportunity for, say, a wild card team or someone to knock off the one seed, which is the Dodgers. We think more potential for upsets in the NL.
Well, the Nationals started off very slow this season, and they really picked it up. So if anyone, it's probably going to be the Nationals. They're riding the hot streak, so...
Listen, they were my World Series pick at the beginning of the season.
There you go.
Nats Yankees were my World Series pick on opening day, so...
Pretty good pick.
I'm going to stick with that.
Where'd you get that pick at, Dane, if I may ask?
What do you mean?
Did you have any odds on it, or you just...
The actual World Series matchup? Over on FanDuel, I got a good check, but on opening day, we gave out our predictions and stuff. I looked like a fool for the first 2 months of the season, but I got to stick with it now.
19-31, the Nationals started off the season, so it was pretty rough for them. They really picked it up and secured that wild card spot. All right, guys, stick with me here. I'm going to throw a lot of information at you. So Major League Baseball set the strikeout record for the 12th straight season this year. Last night, Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Willie Adames struck out against Yankee pitcher Stephen Tarpley. That marked the 41,208th strikeout this year. This record comes 2 weeks after the single-season record for home runs, which was broken. It entered last night. There were 6,550 home runs this year. Now, after Tuesday's games, 153 players had at least 100 strikeouts. This is tying an all-time record that was set last year in 2018. And also, the 2019 season featured 22 pitchers reaching 200 strikeouts, the most in the modern era since 1900. Sonny Gray, Eduardo Rodriguez, and Madison Bumgarner all reached 200 strikeouts last night. Guys, is baseball really just going to be home runs and strikeouts? Are we not going to see doubles? Are we not going to see triples?
Yes.
It's just going to be home runs and strikeouts.
It's being taught that they don't care. There's no manufacturing of runs. There's no steals, bunts, hit and runs. And it's being coached this way with the launch angle swing. The three true outcomes are here to stay. Balls are not put in play anymore.
That's a real shame. You know, it's just hit for power or that's it. You're either a pitcher or a power batter, I guess.
It is now okay and normal to hit 225 but 33 home runs. Like, that's what the system is rewarding.
That's terrible. That's really terrible. But hey, but you know what? People are still watching and people still love the game. So, and that's what people want. They want to see home runs, don't they? Like, they love the home runs, the grand slams. But I mean, I personally like it when an RBI double, you know, wins the game for them, or you know, a single through the middle. You know, that really puts them on the board. But I digress in this one. Switching over to the NFL, the Seahawks are trading tight end Nick Vinette to the Steelers for a 2020 fifth round pick. Now, guys, as a Steelers fan, I'm a little concerned because
has implications.
As it stands right now, the Steelers draft picks for next season are as follows. They don't have a first. They gave it to Miami. They have a second. They don't have a third. They have two fourths. They have no fifths. That's about it. That's about it for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think there's a little bit of a concern here in Pittsburgh for what they're going to be doing the next couple of years.
What I was going to also say is, in the fantasy world, this matters, Alex, for two reasons. One, this could mean that Vance McDonald's injury is more serious than we thought. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still in a sling.
Yep.
And it means the Seahawks believe that this Will Disley breakout is for real.
Absolutely. I mean, he had a great game against the Steelers, so...
They're also bringing back Luke Wilson,
absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to bring him back.
So we'll keep everybody updated on that one. We'll see how Nick Vinette does in the black and gold. I hope he plays well. But yes, Vance McDonald is still in a sling. He was in an arm sling in Steelers facility the other day. All right, sending it back to Dane and Joe, helping you make it rain this Wednesday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour, make it rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri, and he is Dane Martinez. As we take a look here, Major League Baseball, 15 games here today. A lot of implications, guys. It's across the board. Crazy night. Of course, we also have some football, not only to talk about, too. Week 4 of the NFL kicks off tomorrow, as does Week 5 of the college football season. And both games, both leagues will actually be in play tomorrow. And some monster games. Kind of separation Saturday, if you will, on this week in college football, where we'll start to see some of these upper echelon teams kind of pull away in their divisions and their conferences. Huge matchups. Ohio State, Nebraska is one that comes to mind. Virginia at the ACC, if people really want to take them seriously, they are going to have to go into South Bend there and take care of business. And they should love. I do like Virginia. I like them a lot. And I do think that Rocco Mendenhall there has done an amazing job, but they're going to have to show it. It's going to be a tough place to play. So big slate in college football. But the NFL, it's headline after headline here about injuries. Again, we learned that Cam Newton, Liz Frank injury, tendons in the foot. He's going to be out extended period of time. Also, Saquon, they had mentioned 4 to 6 weeks with that high ankle sprain, which is really one of the worst, guys, because it never goes away.
Right.
And it's the only thing that ever really works is either, you know, stay off it for a year. But he is actually, I guess he's going for a second opinion to Dr. Robert Anderson, and he's doing that today. And he's a foot specialist out of Green Bay. He's done a lot of ankle surgeries and those types of things with these injuries. So I guess he's trying to figure out whether or not maybe surgery is the better way to go right now at this point. And you know, because, listen, if I'm Saquon, am I really rushing back this year for the Giants? Am I, Dane? Honestly, I mean, would I rather at this point in my career make sure I take care of this the right way? Or am I let's hurry up and get back to a, you know, a 5-win team here?
I think the long view, unless Danny Dimes reels off 5 wins in a row.
Yeah. It wouldn't be surprising.
They're favored against Washington this week.
Yeah, I'm going to opt for the surgery and maybe extend a little period of time out. Yeah, it's, anything's possible, though. It is the Giants.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto Lineup Optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Full-time fantasy.
Cam Newton, I say cut him. 4 to 8 weeks with a Lisfranc injury. Cut Cam now. That's what I say.
It's a possible Lisfranc injury. He could need surgery at some point. We don't know when he's going to be back, so we knew something was wrong. Here's the thing, too. I don't believe anything the Panthers say. I know I told you about all or nothing last year. They knew Cam Newton's shoulder was bothering him almost the whole year. They didn't say anything.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, Thursday night football tomorrow night. We're looking at Green Bay taking on the Eagles, and some interesting line movement in that game, Dane, as the Green Bay Packers opened up at -3.5. But boy, is that that's pushed up there to 4.5. Now, good news for the Eagles is that it does appear that Alshon Jeffrey and Jason Peters will suit up for this game. So the Philadelphia Eagles beset with injuries here. Though it looked like at least they're getting some of their weapons. I think Jason Peters on the offensive line is going to be huge for them, as is having the other targets available with Alshon Jeffrey. No word on DeSean Jackson just yet, but it's quite obvious that certainly early on we know where the betting market was looking, thinking that Green Bay, that new defense, even though the offense isn't what we expected it to be or expected to be, but the defense is certainly making up for that. And Doug Peterson and company, listen, they got issues securing the ball. They got issues catching the ball. Injuries aside, there's no reason to have 7 drop passes in a game. There's no reason for Miles Sanders to have, 2 fumbles in the game. It's the little things that Philadelphia hasn't done very well up to this point that has caused them to be where they are. Certainly the loss against Detroit, you can pull any one of those factors out of there. As a guy that was pulling, kids out of a burning building told us yesterday, what's up with that, Aguilar? Like, what's going on?
catch him better than Aguilar.
I think Green Bay is at home is a very interesting pick. My problem is with the statistic that we talked about yesterday with these home teams as a 4, 4.5, 5-point favorite. It just, it's kind of no man's land from a betting perspective. I do, and I would expect the Eagles to give a much better performance tomorrow night. And I know they're the road team, but something's got me leaning to Philadelphia, saying that I think they feel back against the wall. And the easiest way in order to be able to wash the stink out of your mouth from that Detroit game is to go here on a primetime game. And Philadelphia has been pretty good in primetime to go ahead and win this game. So I haven't decided which way I'm going to bet it yet, but I hate that 4.5 number, Dan. I got to tell you, I don't like it from a Green Bay Packer betting standpoint.
Yeah, I hear you, and logically and the numbers and all that, I understand. Joe, by the way, it's 3.5 at FanDuel.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so it's coming back a little good. Good.
For me, Joe, the dominant trend, honestly, is what road defenses look like on Thursday Night Football. And now we're deeper into the season, so the wear and the travel is more of an effect. I like Green Bay in this game. I know you mentioned that some of the Eagles' targets and obviously their all-pro left tackle will be back. But, Joe, they're also banged up in the secondary on the back half of their defense. And I think that is going to be the difference, okay? I now believe in the Green Bay Packers' defense. I said it going into the season. They've showed me kind of their improvements throughout. I think that this Aaron Rodgers-led Green Bay offense is going to get better and better as the season goes along. And I think this is a spot against a, you know, tired Thursday night defense that is without some players in their secondary. I think, you know, a lot of people are asking me fantasy trades about Davante Adams. Should they cut bait on Davante Adams? No. No, you should not after 3 weeks. Guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I think they're going to eat against a depleted secondary. I like Green Bay offense to break out a little bit. I trust their defense. I think the Packers win and cover.
It's listen, the Packers 14-0-1 in the last 15 September home games. They have been very good in this spot in the past before. And yeah, you know, the Eagles are going to be in trouble if they end up losing this game outright, and they know it too. It is only September. But man, oh man, that's going to be really, really tough to convince Eagles fans and others that you start the season off 1-3, that there's light at the end of the tunnel here. I don't know that there is. I think this is a huge, huge game. And listen, from our standpoint, from a viewer standpoint, right? At least this game's got a little juice as far as I'm concerned, man. You know, there is. I know
this
it's the end
your
of
Tennessee,
September.
Jacksonville.
Yes, I like what we're seeing here. And this week is also, listen, a battle of 3-0s, New England and Buffalo. And a lot is going to be made about these two 3-0 teams here. It is the first time since 2011 that the Buffalo Bills find themselves 3-0 to start the season, right? And you got to feel good if you're Buffalo, you know, that you won those three games. I'm still worried about the consistency of Josh Allen. You can't just play two quarters and disappear, dude. But I do think they're very well coached. I do think there's a significant home field advantage in Buffalo, especially this time of year, and they're going to be crazy. But the Bills have owned them, and, you know, the Bills are going to be laying a touchdown. The Patriots are going to be laying a touchdown here. And this is going to, I think, this defense of New England going up against Josh Allen, going up against Bill Belichick design defense in order to be able to come up with him. I'm looking at this going, I don't know how many points are going to be scored in this game, either from New England either, by the way. I almost want to avoid the side and concentrate on the total here because I do think the best part about Buffalo is their defense at home. Yep. And yes, you know, but you know, AB not being there totally changes the game planning there. And New England's defense to this point has been absolutely lights out. Josh Allen is still a second year quarterback, guys. He's still learning, the coaching staff still trying to figure out how to put him in a spot to be successful. So, while I think New England wins this game, I wouldn't be crazy about, you know, dropping a touchdown, but I do think the total's got some value because I can honestly see these two defenses beating each other up here.
That's interesting to me, Joe. The total is 41.5 on this game as of now. We'll see if it moves throughout the week. I hear what you're saying, Joe. I just you don't make money betting against the Patriots right now. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see it.
I know.
And listen, Buffalo, yeah, they've been good. They're 3-0. They've beaten the Giants, the Jets, and the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't believe any of those teams are actually that good. And it was the Giants with Eli Manning in what might be the last start of Eli Manning's career. Okay. Right. So remember last year, Joe, when the Dolphins started off 3-0 and then they played the Patriots in week 4 and they got boat raced and that was that? I think, and I know the Patriots have also beaten teams that are combined 0-9. I understand that. But I think this is a severe step up in class for the Buffalo Bills, even at home. I know people will be going through tables. I know Gabe and the Mafia will be very excited about this. But, you know, the Patriots haven't actually had to play more than 2.5 quarters just yet. Okay? Yes. So let's see what happens if they're actually in a game. This defense has not allowed an offensive touchdown against them. Now, I understand the Bills are playing well, but this could all be true. And it could still wind up, you know, 28-10 New England. Very easily, and that's the kind of way I think it's going to go.
Yeah, and that's it too. And that's why I'm leaning towards the under in this one too, because I don't see. I love the Buffalo Bills defense. I think it's very underrated. Sure. But at the, you know, with what New England has done defensively, going up against Belichick against the second year quarterback, like that's just a mismatch. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't expect an awful lot of points from Buffalo, and quite honestly, like what we've seen, the points they do have are probably going to come from the defense putting them in better field position than most. So that'll be fun to watch. Also, we just heard too, the report came out yesterday that, and we knew it was a rough Monday night for Jay Gruden and the Washington Redskins, right? Well, it turns out it's about to get a lot worse because Washington's got to go up against Danny Dimes.
Hey.
He said right. And he also, Jay has said, hey, Case Keenum's my guy. You know, ultimately he said, I can't be going and switching dudes every 5 minutes here. And I get that. But also, if you read between the lines, guys, what he's telling you is I'm not making the switch 3 games into a guy that we don't feel is ready to play in the NFL yet. All right. So Case Keenum does give them the best shot to compete and to win. But it's also being reported that he don't beat the Giants. We've got our very first fire of the year.
Booger.
Which
Booger is clairvoyant.
We'll see if we can find a line on this for you, because if that's the case, let's see what it is. Jay Gruden, first coach fired this year. We'll look at that coming up. Prop City, people. I don't know that they win.
Danny Dimes, baby.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Dalvin Cook would be my running back too. Do you have any disagreement with that?
No, but I would still take Ezekiel Elliott over Dalvin Cook, especially with Cook's injury history. But right now, in terms of performance in three full games, you have to go with Cook by a hair.
Your opinion is you'd rather Zeke the rest of the way?
If we're talking rest of the way, then I will take Dalvin Cook and knock him down a peg out of RB2, and I'll be happy to have Ezekiel Elliott with McCaffrey. That sounds great.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, might be time to put your money where your mouth is. Guys, why don't you go ahead and open yourself up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It is New Jersey's largest sportsbook, after all. Just head over to FanDuel.com/grid, and you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's right, a free bet up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Now, point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports, you are definitely in control. Head over to FanDuel.com/grid today. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Taking a look here at this this Giants-Redskins game. Now, why the entire world loves Danny Dimes. Welcome to the NFL, Daniel Jones. I saw they had a giant picture of him posted up at Times Square. A guy's taking over the city. It's all good to go. But the problem is the Giants will be at home taking on a very desperate Washington Redskins team. And we know this. We know as fun as it is to have watched that comeback, can he do that again without a Saquon Barkley and that defense being the way that they are? Now, we told you it has already been, it's at this point, it's a foregone conclusion, not if or when in hell. We brought it up to you yesterday. Dane had mentioned Booger McFarland must have fired Jay Gruden,
really,
you know, 15 times on the show on that broadcast there, bringing it up. A guy that does have some ties to the organization, obviously, and why bring it up if you don't think it's going to happen? And the rumors are getting... they're getting louder here, Dane. The reports out of Washington is that, yes, Daniel Snyder, if they do not show up against the Giants here, if they not win this game, then on Monday we are looking at a new head coach for the Washington Redskins. It's also being reported that the defensive coordinator had one foot out the door this week already after that dismal performance on Monday night. Greg Minuski was almost fired. So we had talked about whether or not we might see a kind of a scapegoat, you know what I mean? Somebody else to kind of take the heat. Well, it looks like the defensive coordinator was almost that guy, but I guess at this point it's all hands on deck. I think every one of them there is coaching for their job this week. Can they do it? Can they take down the New York Giants, who, if they're going to win any game, right, you got to beat the Giants in this spot, don't you? Does it scare you if you're a Giants fan to say, you know what, we know we've got desperate team, desperate players, desperate coaching staff, willing to do anything to save their jobs? Do they get it done, Dane, in your opinion? Are we talking about Gruden staying with the team, or Monday will he be shown the door?
I don't know if he'll be shown the door or not, but I do think Washington gets another loss.
Wow.
I think Danny Dimes, the cult hero, grows. This is like a conquering king returning to his kingdom. You know what I mean? MetLife is going to be, oh, man, I cannot believe how many Danny Dimes shirts and jerseys will be at play. The energy in that building, I think, is going to be absolutely crazy. And this Washington defense has made Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, and even Mitchell Trubisky look good. Okay, so I think they could do the same thing to Danny Dimes. There's no reason he wouldn't look the same like he did against that Tampa defense, in my opinion. And then when you look at the other side of the ball, yes, the Giants defense is dog poo. Okay, but this Case Keenum, they have not been able to move the ball. Adrian Peterson is pissed off at the team. It's a dumpster fire there. There's Scary Terry, and that's about it. I just think that the arrow's pointing up for the Giants offense, and I think that Washington kind of realizes that they're in a dead man walking situation. You combine that with the home atmosphere at MetLife, and the fact that, honestly, Joe, Danny Dimes did most of that without Saquon in Tampa Bay. He left early second quarter, I believe. So all that, to me, means a Giants victory. The spread is right there on three, on the key number of three, which is interesting. I don't know if I would lay more than three if it goes that way. But I do think the Giants win this game outright.
You think? Okay, so that means Gruden, in all likelihood, I don't think anybody would be surprised. Again, not a matter of if, just when. So if the 0-3 Washington Redskins can't take down the 0-3 New York Giants.
1-2 Giants, the 1-2 Giants.
I'm sorry, 1-2, should have been 0-3. Thanks, Bruce Arians. Should have been, And listen, I'm holding that over six tickets, so a win here, it would be fantastic. I like Jay Gruden. I just think it's kind of an impossible situation from him.
Here's
no
a question
way he's
going to
start Haskins if his job is on the line. That's not going to happen. And if they do win this game, the longer he's got to go, the less a chance Haskins has of seeing the field here, which I don't think is actually bad. But you got not just Danny Dimes here, guys. You've got Kyle Allen, who we know is going to be around a little bit longer now as Cam's got of the foot issue. So he's going to be gone a couple of weeks. Gardner Minshew, we know he's going to be in there a couple of weeks. We talked about Mason Rudolph being an issue, but which one of these new quarterbacks here, these young guys, do you trust the most, Dane? Is it Danny Dimes? Is he just heads and tails above everyone else? And if so, then who's next on your list here? Who's got the brightest NFL future of these quarterbacks that are all stepping in for guys like Cam Newton and Foles and everybody else?
Well, I think the brightest future is Danny Dimes, because that organization has already turned the page officially and formally, right? Like, Cam Newton is still the starter there in Carolina whenever he comes back, I do believe. Nick Foles, despite the mustache and of Minshew, when he comes back off IR, is still the QB1. Big Ben, if he comes back, and I do believe that's in doubt, he's still listed as the QB1. The Giants have officially turned the page. So for that answer, I do think it's Daniel Jones. However, I believe, if you ask me the question of who's in the best spot, I would say Gardner Minshew, because of the defense that he has. And he might be asked to just be a game manager, whereas, you know, I think more of the load falls on Danny Dimes. More of the load falls on Mason Rudolph. More of the load even falls on who's like Kyle Allen in Carolina, right?
Yep.
But I do think that Gardner Minshew will only be asked to be a game manager. Now, he's putting up some throws, having his wide receivers make plays, but that team still wants to play ball control, run the ball, good defense. So I think he's in the best spot, but I think the future is brightest for Danny Dimes.
It's interesting with Kyle Allen from the standpoint that I don't think any one of these guys has better weapons than what Kyle Allen does. And Kyle Allen has got, and he showed you that obviously there in that game with the way he distributed the ball. And, you know, to me, that's why he's in such a unique situation, because he's not, you know, who the hell is Daniel Jones throwing the ball to, guys? We understand this, right? You know, he's got a offensive line that was improved.
Normally.
Right. And he doesn't. He don't have any wide receivers. He doesn't. Sure. Kyle Allen's got an improved offensive line. He's got Christian McCaffrey, one of the most dynamic guys in the league. He's got Samuel on the outside that's really starting to come into his own. DJ Moore, young guys coming up. And, of course, he's got all reliable Greg Olsen. Like, he's got more weapons on that team than any of these other. Garden Minshew, like, no offense, D.D. Westbrook, but give me a damn break, dude. Like, Kyle Allen should be able to produce a heck of a lot more than the rest of these guys simply because of the guys that his supporting cast is really heads and tails above everybody else.
Yeah, I buy that. And you know what else I want to add to this, although it's not exactly the same situation, Joe, I acknowledge that. People are just forgetting about Jacoby Brissett. Are completely forgetting about Jacoby Brissett. Now, I understand he's been in the league longer, right? But he also has this situation where he's a new QB1 for a franchise. Okay, right. He just got an extension also. Andrew Luck ain't coming back through that door, right? And he's got a better team around him. I trust his coach in Frank Reich to call plays, right? He's got some playmakers, whether it's T.Y., who status for week four is uncertain, but a defense, you know, I think Jacoby Brissett is in a position to really impress some people. This is, I don't know if you'd call this a hot take or not. I wouldn't be surprised, Joe, if Jacoby Brissett is a Pro Bowl quarterback for the AFC this year. Now, they name like three, but then, you know, a couple don't go and one's a Super Bowl guy. They really go down to like number six usually. Right. I wouldn't be surprised if Jacoby Brissett has numbers that compete to be a Pro Bowler this year.
And what about Teddy Bridgewater, too? We can't – you don't want to leave him out as far as weapons goes. He's got some weapons, too. So Teddy Bridgewater also – and this is the interesting part, you know, about Jacoby Brissett. You mentioned the coaching and Frank Reich. Very well-coached team, right? Very disciplined, very well-coached. Maybe the best offensive line, I think, in the – it's fair to say that it's ridiculous how good they are in the trenches there. Same thing. Listen – there's very little excuse. I know people want to point to Drew Brees, but I think even with Jacoby Brissett, the page is turned, right? It's Jacoby Brissett's team. They've told him that. He's not looking over his shoulder.
They gave him an extension.
Right. I mean, there's nobody else, guys. So, like, he's it. But Teddy Bridgewater really was given an extension as well to be the replacement for Drew Brees. So I don't think there's any – there's no excuses here, I think, for the New Orleans Saints, certainly this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys at home. Everyone wants to point, well, they don't have Drew Brees. Well, no, they still got Alvin Kamara. They still got all the damn Michael. They got weapons on top of weapons there at home. To me, there's no excuse, Teddy Bridgewater or not. And unfortunately, it's going to fall on Teddy Bridgewater. But I do think this is a big game for him from the standpoint of if you want people to start believing, because right now a lot of people are on the fence, certainly the betting market, on the fence about a Teddy Bridgewater-led Saints. Guys, that's the future of the Saints right there under center this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys. If he beats Dallas at home, do you think people will start turning the corner on Teddy Bridgewater?
Yes. Yes, I do. This is him, would be against a good team. I'm less confident, though. I'm less confident. Yep. I believe Jacoby Brissett is a better quarterback than Teddy Bridgewater.
Really? Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Well, no more excuses for a lot of these guys. We'll take a look at those numbers, though, in that Dallas game. Interesting movement. Yep. We'll do that coming up. Let's make it rain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, you're
your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
The Morning After.
Takashi says that Mr. Met is also a member of the Bloods. Oh, no, wait, no, it's just a photo op cut short. I've got a soft spot for, like, dogs, cats, and mascots. Who doesn't like a mascot shot?
I love mascots.
Philly fanatic?
Gritty?
I love Gritty.
Gritty looks like Ken. It really does, like drunk Ken. No. Said the Flyers should spend more time on their team and less time on Gritty. Like, it's basically like they became the Gritty Flyers.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
All right, week four NFL almost upon us here tomorrow night. Green Bay taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Week five college football, Major League Baseball. If you love chaos, you just keep backing the Oakland A's, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Cleveland Indians. You root for them to win out all three, and then watch what happens Monday. Chaos will ensue with a three-team wild card tie that has to go into extra play. We got to play extra games to figure out who's going to have to play the extra game to actually win the right to go in and lose to Houston or New York. Going to be a awful lot of fun here. Can't wait. But we did mention a couple of interesting quarterback situations, teams. Dane and I were talking about the new quarterbacks leading their teams. Guys like, of course, Daniel Jones now has it's his team. It's his team. It's his city. It's his franchise. They're moving forward. We mentioned, of course, Kyle Allen off of the news that Cam Newton with the Liz Frank injury, he's not going to be back for a while. And we said that, you know, Kyle Allen's got ridiculous amounts of weapons around him, unlike Gardner Minshew, who, he's got some nice pieces, but ultimately he's in a little tougher spot, doesn't have nearly the kind of weapons that Kyle Allen does. And then, of course, you got Teddy Bridgewater, who I don't think anybody's really bought into here yet, because I don't know what they're waiting for, but he is the future in a lot of aspects, like what Jacoby Brissett was going into the season before Andrew Luck retired. Jacoby Brissett was Teddy Bridgewater. They were both the same guy. So Andrew Luck goes to the side, Bridgewater steps in. Brissett steps in, and boom, look at what we've got here. I think this is Teddy Bridgewater's moment this weekend against this Dallas team at home. The markets, they're an underdog. They wouldn't be an underdog if Drew Brees was at quarterback here. I think right. That's safe to say. But they are with Bridgewater. And I do think that's also why, Dane, that to this point, Indianapolis has been so undervalued in the markets where, you know, people are like, it's not Andrew Luck. Yeah, but he doesn't need to be Andrew Luck. And you know what? Bridgewater doesn't necessarily need to be Brees, although I think there are a lot closer than people think they are, but he's got weapons. Like, this is the moment. I think this is a huge game for Teddy Bridgewater and the Saints at home to be able to kind of take that next step and get guys to believe in him.
Yeah, the opportunity is definitely there. Now, I would say that Jacoby Brissett has done well with his opportunity, and Teddy's 1-0, right? Teddy's 1-0. I will say this, though. Last week, the Saints got a punt return for a touchdown. They got a defensive touchdown as well, and they won by, I believe, between 1 and 2 scores, right? So let's not lose that in the equation either. But yeah, he's got an opportunity. And yeah, he's got Sean Payton, you know, an offensive guy. He's got Kamara. He's got Thomas. You know, he's got weapons around him. So what will he do with that opportunity? It stands to reason that the Saints don't take a huge step backwards, and they are still, you know, right there in the mix. I agree with you. I just think that we haven't seen Teddy take advantage of the opportunity. I believe Jacoby Brissett has a longer track record of taking advantage when he gets to start. He's won games for New England. He's won games for Indianapolis. And now in what is a better situation in Indianapolis in terms of the offensive line, in terms of the coaching, he, I think, is performing. So I just think that Jacoby Brissett is just a little bit further along in proving himself with the opportunity. But you're right, Joe. They kind of profile as similar quarterbacks.
Right. Same type of Sunday night game, too. This Dallas New Orleans game. A huge opportunity for him to announce and be like, hey. And of course, the markets will feel better about him. I don't. One of the toughest places to play. I mean, you're giving them 3 points at this point, Dane. I mean, are you leaning one way or the other on this game?
Yeah, I mean, Venmo, I might be on your side. I see it at 2.5, by the way, Joe, at FanDuel, just so you know. And that's important when we're talking about 3 or 2.5. You know, this Dallas team, Venmo B, you're going to love this. I think, you know, with Amari Cooper has been there, this has been a completely different offense. And it's like the new triplets are there, right, with Dak, Zeke, and Amari. I really believe, Joe, that they're working with something. I really believe this offense is strong. I actually think the Cowboys are in position to outscore New Orleans, maybe because Teddy, there is a small step down. But I'm a believer in Dallas these days, Venmo Brian. So I actually may, you know, to bet this, it may be a stay away because of the home dogs and the environment in prime time in the dome. But I do believe in Dallas, and I do believe Dallas is a deserving favorite in this game.
Yeah, it's a lot to be determined. I think it's a big game for, especially like the one tomorrow for Philadelphia, big game for
NFC
Dallas.
Yeah, NFC prime time this week.
Absolutely. On Sunday night, it'll be fun to watch how that unfolds. You know, one of the other things too, Dane, obviously Saquon going for a second opinion here might actually opt for surgery instead of just hoping that the high ankle sprain goes away in a couple of weeks. I think if that's the case, if he decides to go that route, we're looking at an extended period of time. And for the future of Saquon Barkley, I don't know that it makes any sense to try and rush back from that injury right now. We'll see what happens. But that's not comforting to anybody that might actually have him on their fantasy team here, Dane. And, you know, it's the Gallman Express, I guess, here taking the place. What do you do if you got, if you got a Saquon Barkley in your lineup here and you took him number one or two, right? Somewhere along those lines.
Yep.
What do you do, man? Like, where are you going? Is Gallman worthy of a pickup? Is he not worthy of a pickup in your mind?
It's very interesting, Joe. I own Saquon in a couple of leagues.
Right.
I had the number one waiver priority in a couple of leagues. And it really, in my opinion, it really truly does depend on the context of your team. Because I don't believe that Wayne Gallman, even with the volume that he's going to have, is all of a sudden some kind of stud. Okay.
Right.
I think Saquon Barkley is a generational talent. I don't know that even with the same opportunity, Gallman delivers. So what you have to do is, because listen, there's other running backs on the waiver wire as well. You know, whether it's a Jamal Williams or, you know, or a number of other guys that could be out there. You have to believe if, in your opinion, you truly think that, Gallman is better than, say, a Jamal Williams or a Ronald Jones in Tampa, who are also likely unowned in your league. And I don't necessarily know if that's the case. Maybe another back is the one to own. And maybe you, if you have like the number one waiver priority or only a little bit left in your fab budget, maybe you don't want to spend it or the priority or the fab money on Wayne Gallman when, you know, he's kind of a low level back and the Giants might make a move to bring in another back because there's literally not another one on the roster. And then he's not a volume guy anymore. Yes, he's the obvious. If you need someone, if you lost Saquon, if you have buys that are starting now, San Francisco, New York on buys, but I don't think Wayne Gallman, the player himself in that offense, is necessarily something that moves the needle. It's a move to make if you need it. It's right there in front of your face. But I don't think it's an automatic move. In one league that I was in where I had the number one waiver priority, I'm a 3-0 team. I like my running back depth already. Wayne Gallman would not crack my starting lineup even with the buys coming up. So I did not spend my number one priority on Wayne Gallman. I'm instead saving that for when injuries hit my own team and I need to adjust for that, as opposed to the quote-unquote hot ad, because Gallman wouldn't crack my starting lineup anyway. I really think it's a case-by-case basis, Joe.
What do you do then? So let's say Gallman's never going to be Saquon. We get that. But yep. I got a lot of talk this week. I'm hearing now suddenly where you wouldn't touch him through the first couple of weeks. Now, all of a sudden, New York Giant wide receivers should be considered across the board. Are there any receivers, the Fowlers of the world here on the
yes.
Giants, now that Danny Dimes seems to be distributing and giving these guys an opportunity to produce? You like any of these wide receivers for the New York Giants?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, Evan Ingram was already a top-tier tight end. He was
right.
scoring as tight end one overall. So obviously there. I think Sterling Shepard is obvious, right? He's now the lead receiver. No, Joe, I wouldn't go to Benny Fowler and stuff, but here's what I would do. You check right now, Joe. Golden Tate is only owned in 35% of leagues. That means two-thirds of you people listening right now can go on the waiver wire right now and pick up Golden Tate. This is the last game of his suspension, Joe. It's week four, okay? So if you pick him up and you deal with just 1 week of, you know, having him just on your bench, then I think you have a viable asset now with Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback. And I think Tate carries some value, and he's unowned in two-thirds of leagues. I think he is a good wide receiver waiver add this week, along with guys like Philip Dorsett, along with guys like DJ Chark, who's only owned in 40% of leagues, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's only owned in 50% of leagues, Mecole Hardman, who's only owned in 50% of leagues. I think if those guys are gone, Golden Tate is an interesting stash for only one more week.
Interesting stuff, guys. Some decisions to make here. Tomorrow night, it kicks it off, Nui. You got Philadelphia taking on Green Bay. Big situation for Green Bay. They are, if you're just joining us, they do look to have Jason Peters back on the offensive line. They also appear to be having Alshon Jeffrey in uniform, so that'll help Carson Wentz. And they certainly still have enough to be able to go in and win this game. And the number's been bouncing back and forth between 3.5, 4.5, 3.5, 4.5. It's going to be a test, I think, for Green Bay as well at home. And it's interesting because Green Bay's schedule, I think, gets a little bit tougher, too, as they start hitting the road here a little bit more coming up over the next few weeks. But it's a game that I don't want to say it's not do or die, but I do think this game means a hell of a lot more to what the Eagles are trying to do than necessarily what the undefeated Green Bay Packers are going to do. You got some decisions to make. And, oh, yeah, I don't know. The Green Bay offense hasn't exactly lit it up here. Is there anybody tomorrow that you would start, Dane, if you had him on your team? Is there a wide receiver or a running back that you're looking at that maybe could sneak in there and light him up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like a lot of
you
players.
Still trust
them,
huh?
You know?
You still trust the Green Bay guys?
Absolutely. On Green Bay, you're starting Devontae Adams. I think you can start Marquez Valdez-Scantling against a banged-up Philly secondary.
He's been a little disappointing, no? I mean, Devontae's been a little disappointing.
He
for
has
guys.
Been, but this is a stud, people. Like, I've got a lot of people asking me on Twitter, like, should I trade Devontae Adams for what is really, like, 70 cents on the dollar? And be patient, people. This is only going to get better. Joe, after Philly, it's not that bad. I mean, at Dallas, which is tough.
Right.
Then they host Detroit on Monday Night Football. Then they host Oakland, so home games there. And then at Kansas City on Sunday Night Football are their next four games.
Detroit going to have a lot of bearing, isn't it, man? Detroit all of a sudden going to be one of those teams that everyone thought that maybe Chicago and Green Bay would be at in Minnesota. But, all of a sudden Detroit throwing a wrench in a lot of people's playbook here. But that's why that game against Green Bay.
Tomorrow,
Kansas City.
And Dallas wins Sunday night. Then we have a 4-0 Dallas against a 4-0 Green Bay in week 5.
Yeah, in Dallas, which is going to be interesting. So lots to still be decided, including Major League Baseball here, guys. Tonight they are back at it. 15, that's right, 15 games on the slate here, including must wins by Tampa Bay taking on the Yankees. You've also got Cleveland taking on the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, for the teams they're playing too, it's like it's their World Series since they got nothing else to play for. The Brewers have to keep winning. Hell, the Cards played a 19-inning game last night. They're back at it in a few hours. They got to keep winning against Arizona too. So I'd almost back the Cardinals to come back and win this game on the road here this afternoon, because they can't keep losing while Milwaukee keeps winning. Not a good scenario.
Give me the chaos parlay. That's give me the right. Chaos parlay. Tampa, everybody. Oakland, and Cleveland.
That's right. Also, give me the Rangers to take down the Red Sox after that football game last night.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com. And get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss
a thing. It's definitely going to be worth the price of admission here for the next 5 days just to follow these three. If you like chaos,
clock on
this
Sunday.
Is what you want. This
That's
is what you want.
Time on Sunday.
Right, exactly. Well, it has to. It may, yeah, I mean, you've got to give them a shot to be able to do it. But meanwhile, what happens to your pitching staff?
That's what
happens to one's pitching staff if you have to essentially play a whole nother week? You got to play a whole nother week.
What happens when A versus B goes 13 right. innings, Joe? It's give us a three-way tie for this right now.
Wow. That is just absolutely nuts. To me, bring total chaos, pandemonium to the situation. And I got news for you. It'd probably be great for Major League Baseball to have that kind of do or die situation. You're talking three games like that in a row of do or die. The ratings would be through the roof. Now, they'd have to go up against Monday Night Football, right? Unless they play the game in the afternoon.
Because the team travels somewhere, Joe.
Right, exactly. They don't have a choice. I mean, that's it. They won't have a choice.
And this is why I said, like, doubleheaders for the wild card would be awesome, right? Because in the beginning of October, for one day, baseball takes the narrative back away from football. Like you said, it would be great for ratings, great for the drama. It's a way that baseball can actually be king for a day. I'm excited. I hope this happens.
This would be unbelievable, guys. Absolutely unbelievable. That would be just priceless. Give us the pandemonium. But again, we got 5 days left here. So opportunities galore, and neither of these teams. Listen, the A's losing last night kind of brought everyone back into the mix here, because they had the upper hand here. They had the edge going into last night, but not being able to finish up there against the Angels on the road puts him now in a situation where they got one more game, the Tampa Bay Rays against the Yanks, then they head to Toronto. So Cleveland has got one more game against Chicago now at this particular point.
Yeah, then they go to the Nationals.
Then they go to the Nationals, who would listen theoretically as well. The Nationals, they got to keep winning too. Yeah, they got to keep winning too because the Brewers refuse to lose. So because the Nationals, right. Even though they technically are in the wild card, there's a big difference between going to Miller Park, I think, and staying home in Washington. It's a good opportunity. So still plenty to play for to break it all down. It's absolutely crazy. But if you love chaos, the chaos can reign true here, guys, and made a three-way tie is what we are all looking for, which means we all have to root for Oakland, Tampa, and Cleveland to win out here and get absolute craziness and a couple extra games to bet, by the way, I might add.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.